Why are you following me? I dismissed you. I don't need a bodyguard in the garden. There's always a threat, yet there is no threat. I'm tired of their fear-mongering, and I'm tired of you following me everywhere I go. I'm aware it's your job. How much does my father pay you? I'll double it for an afternoon of solitude in this walled and wired prison of a garden. Gosh, it really is, isn't it? A prison. What difference does it being pretty make? I'm not allowed out of it without an entourage with so many suffocating rules and protocols. It's a prison by any other definition. Well, if you're not going to leave me alone, at least let's play a game or something. Hide and seek. Maybe I'll hide in the maze. Maybe I'll run into the woods. No. Are you that insecure of your own skills to track me down and save the princess in a garden? Me? Rude? How dare you? All I want is some privacy. Some time to myself where I'm not following orders by someone or other who won't give me enough space to swing a cat. So my father runs you, and you want to run me. What's so princessy about that? Oh, look. P is for princessy. It's also for prisoner. There's that word again. I apologize. It's not your fault. You're just doing your job. And I'm just doing mine, which is to never be myself, apparently. Pardon? Who am I? You know who I... I don't know. Who am I? No one's ever asked me that question before. How can I know? I'm just a girl who just wants to be free to go wherever I like. On my own, without being surrounded by people who couldn't care less about me and only about how much my father pays them. People who bow and curtsy for appearances to be able to say, I met the princess. Or worse still, from one curtsy and handshake will boast falsely, I know the princess. When they know nothing and care nothing about me at all. Not that I'd expect them to. I'm just consistently surrounded by lies and deception. What a job. I just want to know what real freedom feels like, you know? To go anywhere and people don't even look at you. That's a good kind of not caring. Or maybe it's the best kind of caring. Far more respectful of me as an individual than I've ever been afforded, funny enough. I am, aren't I? A prisoner. Trapped. Following orders. I'm either trapped here for my own safety, or will be trapped by those who want to hold me for ransom for their own purposes. I don't understand why people are so jealous of someone being born into this mess. Not anywhere near as privileged as they believe it to be. To me, freedom is worth far more. To be able to make your own choices, follow your own path, to make changes at any given moment and whenever you feel like it. What do you mean I have no idea? Well, that just proves you're yet another who doesn't know me at all. course I'm aware that not having money is just as big a hindrance and stops a lot of those choices. But at least it can be made. Many do. Many can't. But it's there, and you can get it if you want it badly enough, and have your freedom to be able to. What you don't know is that there have been times I've seen someone so genuinely stuck on my walkabouts or visits who could genuinely make a difference. I can feel it. I can sense it. And I listen. And then I'll send them anonymous checks via a random solicitor with a short explanation of what the money is for, wishing them the best of luck in making their dream a reality. I don't want anything from it or them. And they can do whatever they like with the money. I just want to know that someone had a chance to truly live their life in a way most of us can't. So who am I? Someone who can run a lot faster than you. It wasn't too high, but oh, that's going to ache tomorrow. No, I do not need carrying back. What I do need is for you to just lay here with me. Because I request it should be reason enough, no? By all means, please correct me if I'm wrong. Besides, I don't think I've ever seen the forest from this angle before. How the trees seem to come together to point to the sky. Like showing me the way out. Pardon? Of course I'm not thinking about doing anything stupid. Don't worry, I'm far too stubborn for that and never give up easily. I'm sure you know that much by now. Oh, give over. You're lucky that branch broke when it did. You weren't even fast enough to catch me. Some bodyguard you turned out to be. I'm not sure that guarding my wrists by pinning them down this late in the day is anything to brag about, being as I practically handed them to you in the first place. Well, that tree branch did anyway. Oops. Seems my dress is all out of place. What's the matter? You look like you've never seen a princess's thigh before. Well, if you're going to hold me down like that, I should probably give you a good reason to. Tell me, does my thigh feel like it belongs to a princess? It does. And how about you check that I'm okay? I mean, I did land on my backside. Perhaps you could make sure that all is well under my princess panties. Of course I'm asking you to check. To look after my body as you're paid to do. Don't you agree? Bodyguard. You could kiss it better for me, just to make sure everything is fine. If you were to be so kind, of course. Oh, gosh. That feels so much better already. Oh, you really did just kiss it. I don't think it was possible for me to hurt inside, but perhaps you should have a proper feel for me. Better to be safe than sorry, don't you agree? Oh, your fingers feel so... What are you... Oh, oh gosh. What are you doing? Why did you stop? I was right on the edge of something quite royal. You what? You want me to beg? For what? Whatever I want? You're not paid to listen to me beg. Are you telling me you don't want to test if I'm in working order? Everywhere? Because I would find that very hard to believe, Mr. Bodyguard. Especially as you failed to catch me twice, when I ran and when I fell. No, wait. Don't go, please. Hang on, look. I'm not begging. I'm instructing you to stay as my paid bodyguard. You're not paid to... Okay, that's fair enough. Fine, forget it. You lost your chance. You won't get another one. Neither will I. You cheeky. Wait. Okay. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm begging. Like you asked me to. Why are you laughing? And you think I'm messing around? At least I can see you're as stubborn as I am. Oh, what's this? Hand on my throat? Do I want you to? Yes. I would like it if you kissed me. Mr. Bodyguard, I would like you to fuck me. I said I would like you to fuck me. I'm not begging you for anything. I'm just not. So if you want to fuck me, now's the time to do it, because it may not happen. No, 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 no. Wait. Please don't go. I want you so badly. Right now. I just did. I said please. Oh, for crying out loud. I want you. And I want you now. I want you to fuck me like you've never fucked anyone in your entire life. And I'm begging you to do it. Please. There. I did it. Oh my God, you are so full of yourself. No, please. I really, 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 really want you to. No, I need you to fuck me right now, this minute, with that bulging cock I've been watching grow every time you're near me, that only you could ever fuck me with. You think I didn't notice? I can't miss it. I doubt anyone else can either. The only way they're not going to notice that is if it's like that all the time, and they'll still notice that. Look, please, I'm begging you to put it inside me. I'm begging you to pin me down or grasp my hips or pull my hair and just take whatever you want from me, because I'm begging you for everything you have, everything you can give, begging you for everything you can make me feel. I want you. Please, this body is yours to guard, right? Bodyguard, so guard it. All of it. And just fuck me before anyone finds us, please. I'm begging you for your cock right now. Right here. Right now. I'm okay, but I need to stay okay for both our sakes. Well, if push comes to shove, oh, we could say you saved me from someone. I didn't care, just don't stop. No, hurry. Mm. Okay. I take back my offer. Paying you to leave me alone. Don't even think about it.